Hello, this is Victoria Barella here on the Trade Show Minute. We are here at Infocom 2017. I am here with my co-host,
Johnny Moda, and we are here with
John Urban, Biamp Systems. Hi. Nice to be here.
I'm glad that you
welcome,
could make it.
Welcome. How is your first day here so far?
It has been fantastic. Exhausting, but in a really good way. We show started, and people just flocked to our booth. So that was great.
Exactly how you imagined it.
Oh, of course.
I'm surprised your feet are still on. This is day one.
Well, I've been, truth be told, I've been sitting here now and then, but shh, don't tell anyone.
I think you just did. That's okay. We can edit that.
Okay, thank you.
Although some of that's live.
I've been standing the whole time.
Work. Can you tell us maybe if someone lives under a rock, who Biamp is, what you guys do?
Absolutely. So Biamp is one of the leaders in the industry for digital signal processing. We've been around for about 40 years.
Okay.
20 years pretty much dedicated to DSP. And we've got a couple of great product lines to basically meet any needs that you might have, any size, shape, or, comic book fan affinity.
Nice. And what is different at this Infocom 2017 versus all the other years?
Well, we got a couple of new products that we just announced this morning. We've got the Tessera Forte VT4 as well as the Tessera Forte VT. I'll start with that guy. Tessera Forte VT is same as the original Tessera Forte. It just comes now with both a VoIP and POTS connection on the same chassis. So we're pretty excited about that. The VT4, though, is a bit of a newer guy. It's got four ins, four outs, four channels of AEC for smaller installations.
Mm-hmm. So I do have to put in a curveball here. So you guys are number one, but why? Why you? Why would I go to you?
What makes Biamp number one?
Well, a few things, really. We really do, as a company, kind of put our heart and soul into our products. We really kind of want our products to be something, one, that we're proud of and that we would actually use in our own type of setting. We really kind of answer the question or work with our customers to find out what do they need. So it's not so much, hey, we made this great product, now hopefully everybody's going to flock to it, but more listening to our customers saying, you know, what are your pain points? And then really just kind of approaching it as how can we help? How can we solve problems? Our technical support gets a lot of adulation in the market for their ability to go above and beyond when somebody's in a pinch. And, you know, all of us, beyond the technical support, we all kind of work support as a secondary job of sorts, because with us, it really matters whether things work or they don't. We believe in our products. We've spent a lot of time and hard effort putting them out there, and you know, we want people to have the best experience that they can.
You seem like a very joyful person when you approached here. I'm assuming the company is treating you well. Do you like your coworkers? Do you like the company environment?
Oh, absolutely. I can't say, I mean, we're a little bigger now than to call it a family. Mm-hmm. But there's still that approach that, you know, we all want each other to succeed. As a company, we're going to succeed or fail. And so we work with some of the best people in the industry, and we love to have fun.
Cool. Where are you guys located?
We are located just outside of Portland, Oregon, and we've got a couple of offices around the world.
Nice. I always hear about trainings, and I'm very jealous of people that go, and I have to put in time. Sometime I have to go visit you guys. You guys do trainings?
We do trainings.
Oh,
we have all of our Tessera trainings online now, but we just launched a class called the AV Lab, which is kind of like Legos for the audio world, where people are going to roll up their sleeves. We're going to throw out a bunch of stuff on the table and
build.
Right.
And go.
Chaos and mayhem and awesomeness are going to ensue. So
that looks like Johnny Moda's way of life.
what, chaos and mayhem?
Yeah.
And, oh, well, obviously, I live every minute by chaos. It makes things, you know, fun and interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And live.
Again, where can we find all your products online if someone's not here at the trade show?
You can find them at www.byamp.com. Mm-hmm.
And any of the social medias, are you guys out there?
Yep, we are on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can find us on Twitter at @byamp, on Facebook at byamp systems, and just go ahead and search for us on LinkedIn and YouTube to find our company pages there.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny looks like he's brewing up a question for you, or Johnnyism. I can't tell by his face. Maybe that's just his regular face.
I'm just perplexed, and that's my face. Actually, if I were able to sneak away today from this little podcast station and run straight to Byamp and I could only see one thing, what would be the one thing that you suggest that I see?
Well, product-wise, probably our new products, the Forte VT4 and VT. Non-product, our coffee. It's really good.
Oh, I got to go, you guys. Hey, wrap this up, and I'm going to coffee it up.
Yeah, I was thinking you were going to say you to go check out you and come talk to you, say
coffee
hi to you. You're
very,
yeah, but coffee and you, it'll be good.
I'm okay being second best to coffee. That's all right. I'm cool.
Coffee's important.
Yeah.
Also, Byam's cool. Go to the booth. What was the booth number again?
4043.
Come talk to John. He's very friendly. He's very awesome, too.
He's got coffee.
I've got coffee.
tell me, you guys are also at ISC, correct?
Yes, we are.
Was there a change in anything from maybe just past this February to now that you guys are showcasing at a trade show? Or is it just a kind of, hey, I'm in America now?
Well, there's the new products that I talked about, and you know, we've got some things brewing in the wings, like mm-hmm. everybody else does, I'm sure, but I'm not at liberty to talk about yet. Cool things are ahead, let's put it that way.
Johnny likes cool things.
I love cool things.
He also likes turtles, but I don't know.
That's true. So in the future, when you can talk about cool things, I would love to have you back on this show and or my personal show, Ibby Insider, or Victoria
also,
Show.
I have a show, Coffee with Millennials, where I take someone that's new to the industry, just like me. I've been in it for like a year or two. I have my CTS, but I also like to pair up with a pro in the industry just so we can hear advice, we can just talk about it, and have a good time.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Awesome. We can have that coffee as well. Share that cup of coffee.
Definitely. You can even have your own cup.
If you want to catch this show again, posted later on, maybe a friend of yours didn't hear it and wants to hear it, you can see it, you can hear it at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. It'll be posted probably later today. If you want to listen to the other scheduled podcasts as well and actually catch it live, it's just the same, ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Johnny, where can we find all of the trade show on the social medias coverage?
You're wanting to know the microsite specifically?
No, the social medias.
Ah, well, if I were you and I'm listening to us on Rave Pubs, you would go to ravepubs.com, but socially it's at Rave Pubs across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rave Pubs, and then obviously if you want specifically Infocom 2017 coverage, it's going to be ravepubs.com/infocom2017. And again, you know, to listen live, you, John, want to listen live to other shows and see what the competitor's doing to be, you know, hey, we're going to be cool and do what they're doing or not do what they're doing because it's wrong. You can listen to that to those shows later at ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live, and we'll be streaming this all day, basically.
Sounds great.
Cool.
Any last words, Johnny, for John? Any Johnny-isms?
No
for the Johnny-isms, John
but I want to come by the booth and learn more since we're all here.
That was what booth number again?
4043. We're out of cookies, though. So
For today
you
or the rest of
the You had me pegged for my spirit animal, which is Cookie Monster. So
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
I can totally embrace that.
Yeah. Although I think I have some little mini Oreos. You know what? It's not important.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to our show. I appreciate your time here.
Absolutely. It was a great time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.